I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet.
Welcome to Naps Chat for the week ending Friday, November 16th. This is NAPS Director of Legislative and Political Affairs, Bob Levy. Once again, I will be joined by NAPS Legal Counsel, Bruce Moyer, as we discuss legislative, regulatory, and political issues that matter to members of the National Association of Postal Supervisors. During this episode of NAPS Chat, we will be talking about this week's meeting of the Temporary Emergency Committee of the Postal Service Board of Governors, the continuing drama relating to last week's congressional elections, and NAPS's upcoming legislative training seminar, which is scheduled from March 10th through 13th, 2019. First, let's talk about the Temporary Emergency Committee of the Postal Board of Governors, the committee created in 2014. To enable the continuity of postal operation, the committee serves as the proxy for the Board of Governors, as the board has not had a quorum of six members since December 2014. The four members of the committee are Chairman and Governor David Williams, Governor Robert Duncan, Postmaster General Megan Brennan, and Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman. And they met on Wednesday morning to discuss the state of the Postal Service, its finances, and a few operational issues. Issues discussed include the 2.5% rate increase for market-dominant postal products, which included a 5-cent increase in the price of a first-class stamp. It is important to note that on the whole, first-class postage increased by 2.5%, but individual subclasses within the first class could be more or less. It's just that the average of all subclasses cannot exceed the rate of inflation, plus any banked rate increase from previous years. A jab was thrown against postal privatization at the committee meeting. In part, it was noted, the solution to postal woes is not a European privatized model. References were made about conflicts of interest and an unleveled playing field that harmed small business and entrepreneurs in Europe. Postal Service strategies to combat opioid smuggling through the mail was also discussed at the committee meeting, as well as hope that further negotiations will address issues that precipitated the announced withdrawal of the Postal Service from the treaty that facilitates the international movement of mail, the UPU. Postal finances for the fourth quarter of 2018 took center stage. The good news was that parcel volume increased by 7% with an attributable revenue increase of 10%. The bad news is that first-class mail fell by 3.2 billion pieces. This mail class accounts for 70% of postal revenue. In addition, the Postal Service defaulted on $6.9 billion in payments to the U.S. Treasury. This includes payments to the health and retirement trust funds. Notably, retiree health costs increased by 25% over the past year. The Postal Finance team projects that the Postal Service will suffer a shortfall of $6.6 billion in the next fiscal year, including an additional 20% increase in retiree health costs. All this demonstrates the critical need for postal reform to ensure that the Postal Service is sustainable and we will be able to safeguard universal postal services, and we will be able to protect postal benefits and a secure postal employment for all EAS-level employees. Also this week, interestingly, the President of the United States was interviewed in the White House by an online news service called The Daily Caller, and they were interviewing the president about the imminent move of Amazon to establish two new headquarters, one in New York and one in Washington, D.C. area, specifically in Crystal City, Virginia. And during the discussion, the interview with the president said, and I quote, "I think there," that's Amazon, "is getting the bargain of the century with regard to mail rates. That's why I have asked for a review of the Amazon deal with the Postal Service." In the interview, The president also suggested that other mailers were getting a similar bargain. Now, Bruce, with these comments sort of on the record now, how do you think that plays with regard to postal reform legislation next year and congressional oversight of the Postal Service as we move forward?
Well, President Trump's concern about negotiated service agreements, the NSAs, these package deals that the Postal Service negotiates with big mailers that provide reduced rates in return for the securing of that business and the infusion of processing activity by the mailer, reducing the amount of labor that the Postal Service has to inject into the process. These arrangements, these NSAs, lie at the heart of President Trump's concerns and the degree to which he believes that the NSA that the Postal Service has negotiated with Amazon is unfavorable to the interests of the Postal Service and largely favorable to the interests of Amazon. The review, each NSA is reviewed before it goes into effect by the Postal Regulatory Commission. And every NSA that is in place, including the NSA with Amazon, has been approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission. Whether in the process of congressional examination of postal reform, NSAs come into sharper relief and scrutiny next year is, I think, highly likely, both because of the president's concern about the Amazon NSA, as well as the assurance that the best deals are being negotiated by the Postal Service in light of its troubling and critical financial condition. Rate making at large in terms of its review and interest by Congress in postal reform, I think, is going to be part of that review next year. And as NSAs will be part of that larger review of rate making. So yes, take off your hats and prepare to see Senator Johnson in particular on the Senate side take a closer look at NSAs. He had indicated last fall, prior to the expected release of the president's task force report, that he wanted to hold a hearing on that report, and that would probably tail review of the Amazon NSA. Well, as we all know, the report never was made public, and so Johnson's hearing last fall never occurred. It could occur this coming year, even in the absence of the release of the report, simply in follow-through of the president's concern about the NSA, the negotiated service agreement with Amazon.
Right. Let's pivot a little bit to the LTS, the Legislative Training Seminar that's upcoming in March. As we know, as we said in the past, we're going to have around 100 new members of Congress. Additionally, interestingly enough, while the average age of a Democratic member of Congress was sort of came down to 59 years of age, and the Republicans went up by 1 year to 57 years of age, the leadership of the respective parties are quite different. The average age of the leader of the Democratic Party is 70, and the average age of the leadership of the Republican is 50. With that dynamic, what are the challenges that we're going to have, and the issues that we're going to confront as we go up to the Hill for the LTS?
Well, the good question, Bob. And the challenges that we face are really twofold. The first is educating that many additional new lawmakers, nearly 100 that have been elected as a result of midterm elections on the House and Senate side, and educating them on the basics of the Postal Service, what it is, what it is not. And then the second challenge comes about in the responsibility that we have to educate all the new staff that are going to be hired by these new members of Congress. Now, some of them will have served previously, but there will be many new ones. Given the fact, while we're talking about age, the average age of a House staffer is in the mid-20s, and on the Senate side, just a little bit older than that. A lot of education of these folks, these staffers, from whom their bosses rely.
Great. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Naps Chat. Next week, we'll be off celebrating Thanksgiving. So on behalf of Naps, the Naps officers and staff, Bruce and I wish you and yours a meaningful and rewarding Thanksgiving. Until the next time.
I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad.